What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Dark Therapy Session. The session is now open. My name is Arsenio Mass. You can follow me on Instagram at RSAYSR. And with me, as always, is Mr. Brandon Janu of The Brandon Janu Show. Follow him as well at Brandon Janu Show on Instagram. What's up, brother? How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How are you, man?
I'm good, man. I'm hyped up for this episode, boy. I tell you, we got some good ass FMKs. Whew, it's going to be difficult. You know, it's like you want to fuck them all, but you can't. You know what I mean? But it's all good.
This killing shit we do is getting disturbing. I don't like that. Yeah, I don't like we gotta kill those.
I know.
I don't like it at all. Man.
Sucks. Tell me about it, man.
It's getting bad, man.
I told you we're gonna have to take all the ones we killed and do another FMK.
We really gonna have to. We gotta have to, like, do a tournament.
Yeah, a fucking bracket.
Yo, we gotta do a tournament, man. We gotta so do a tournament.
That's hilarious.
That's coming soon, ladies and gentlemen. That's coming soon.
Yeah, facts. No, but today's topic is passive aggressiveness. Have you ever been in a relationship or known somebody to be passive aggressive where they not necessarily mean, or they're not necessarily mad or show their emotions when they're angry, but they'll do little dumb shit. Like, I don't know, move your drink off of the table to somewhere else. Or let's say if you're with a partner, they pick up, I don't know, your computer and move it because it's in their way, or do some kind of thing like that. Have you ever had to deal with anything like that in your life, man?
Yes, I had to deal with that a lot in my life, actually. It's like you said, they don't know how to deal with their emotions.
Yeah.
So however you channel your emotions, it comes out as passive aggressive. It comes out as
very true.
Like you can easily just tell me you want me to move some shit. Like, the shit getting on my nerves. Can you move it, please? Yeah. like it's very something. Simple. Yeah, like instead of you just moving it yourself, like, you got an attitude, moving the shit. Like,
right.
Like, is you mad? What the fuck going on? What the fuck is wrong with you? Like, the fuck?
Yeah, I'll give you an example. All right, so obviously I've been saying it for weeks. I'm going through some issues with my marriage, blah, say, blah. Okay, so I've been sleeping on the couch. So I'm going to tell you this. Behind the couch was a plug that I was using for my phone. She ended up plugging up all her computers and all her other shit using the same plug. So I moved my plug to another side of the wall. She ended up putting a dish rack in front of that one. And then I was like, okay, well, I'm going to use this plug. She ended up putting a shoe rack in front of that one. It was like, God damn, can I use a fucking plug in this goddamn house?
Your phone recharged up today, motherfucker. Fuck that shit. She's like, fuck that shit. Your battery gonna be very bad.
Yep, you better charge that shit in the car. I didn't think I was gonna bring that up, but I figured I had to.
Wow. Yo, that's a new way of getting back at somebody, though. Facts.
That's
the new age way of getting back at somebody.
Yeah, man.
You need your phone. You need your phone. I'll fuck you up with that.
Yeah, man. Like, I ain't got not one plug in this goddamn house anymore, man. What the fuck is going on, yo? And then, let's say I'll leave a dish on the the counter. She'll put the dish next to the couch. But like, here, you got to do this. Yeah, I get it. And I do my shit. But damn, you had to put it where I lay my head. You know what I mean?
On the couch.
Yeah, man. Fucking crazy as shit. It happens all the time, man. Passive aggressiveness.
You be dead tired trying to go to sleep and shit.
I put my head in a bowl of cereal.
Should be soggy. Should be soggy.
Fucking crazy, man. It's crazy as shit, man.
What the fuck?
Or like, I'll be doing my laundry, I'll forget it's there, and then she just takes it out, put it on top of the washer, and then she just continues. She won't put it in the dryer. She just keep it on top of the washing machine wet.
Yo, that's...
and then she'll do her fucking laundry, yo. Yo, you ain't dropped my shit, damn it. Yo, I'm telling you, man.
God damn, that's petty as fuck.
I'm telling you, man.
You're so fucking petty.
And then if I bring it up, I'm the asshole. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow. Yo, I thought people be petty on social media. That's some pettiness. That's some incredible. Not even dry shit. Just put it on top of the wash machine. Oh, wet and sock. Get that shit all mildew and shit. Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah, little dumb shit like that. Has anything that ever happened to you?
I'm sorry, my brother. God damn. I'm sorry. Oh, my God.
What do you know? What can I do, man? There's nothing I can do about it, yo.
Shit. Has that ever happened? No, not to that extent. No, I don't think it's ever happened to me. Not like that, but I mean, I've done it. I'm not gonna sit here and act like I haven't never done it. I've done it.
Yeah.
I've done it. Like somebody might be taking too damn long in the bathroom. So when I get in the bathroom, I'm taking 3 hours.
Shit.
I'm a shower for an hour, 30 minutes.
You're going to be shitting for an hour.
Hell yeah. That bathroom, your friend. Fuck the bullshit.
Yeah.
take your phone in there. Just start strolling and shit.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, I mean,
it's crazy, yo. I guess I probably should have opened it up with the definition of passive aggressiveness, but you know, personal story. I feel like I had to get that one out.
Nah, people are gonna definitely be loving that story. The people gonna be listening to this and be like, God damn, I thought I was petty. Yo, people gonna be looking at the people in the car like, damn, I thought you was petty though. That level, that's next level. Nah, that man had a last head some soggy cereal. You do that shit to me, you dead. Like,
facts. This shit. Like, fucking wild, man. Wild as shit.
I mean, listen, passive aggressiveness, I think to a lot of people, like you said, it's a way that, like, since you can't express your emotions, you just do the least petty shit you could think of, in a sense.
Right.
You think it's least petty, but really it's the most fucked up shit.
Right.
Ever. And so it's like, but I think passive aggressive is always, you know, a way to kind of like deal with shit when you don't know how to deal with shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. When you don't outwardly want to say something to somebody, you just kind of do something to them. You know what I mean? And it doesn't necessarily have to hurt their feelings or anything like that. You know, it could just be little dumb shit, like, you know, me.
Yo, I thought the plug was like fucked up. The soggy cereal, the leaving the clothes wet on the just like you had to rewash these motherfuckers. Fuck that.
Yeah, like I'll make sure I'm attentive to it. Don't get me wrong, but like, yo. If I'm like 5 or 10 minutes after the damn washer, you ain't got to take my shit out. You know what I mean? Yo. But no, that's been fixed, that whole part. You know what I'm saying? I have my own day now. But the plug thing, yeah, that's some bullshit right there.
Ah, shit.
Yo, oh my god. Yeah, man. All right. So the definition of passive aggressive behavior is a disorder characterized by a pattern of indirect expression of hostility, including negativistic including negativistic attitudes and passive resistance to demands for adequate performance in social and occupational situations. So people can be passive aggressive at work either, too.
Like a motherfucker.
Yeah, man.
Like a motherfucker.
Uh-huh. All right. So here are some symptoms, I guess, or they include these things. Resentment and opposition to the demands of others. Procrastination or intentional mistakes in response to others' demands. Cynical, sullen, or hostile attitude. Frequent complaints about feelings. Damn. I guess I might be passive aggressive.
That's why I said I'm passive aggressive like a motherfucker. I could care less. when I'm in my mind and I'm trying to just be damn bothered, I'm trying to just focus on some shit or figure out some shit out.
Mm-hmm.
Don't talk to me. Talk to me. Don't do it. Because I have no regards for feelings. None. Try to have a conversation with me like, Nick, do it look like I want to talk right now?
Right. Like, yo, I be having that bitch face too, man. Don't talk. I don't want to hear it. Don't talk to me.
The fact that I'm like, it's like, okay, so like I leave out my room. And I go to the kitchen. You got to walk out my room in the hallway and then turn. Still got the front room right here. And you go in the kitchen.
Okay.
I do not want to talk. I don't want to hear nobody talk to me. I don't want to hear shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I remember like, like 2 weeks straight. I can do it for 2 weeks where I just don't talk.
Right on.
Like, it just doesn't. And that's passive aggressive because I know if I say something, it's gonna come off as disrespectful as fuck.
Right. So I'd rather not talk to you. I'd rather ignore you than to blow up at you. Is that right?
Hell yeah.
I hear you, man. I hear you.
I'm gonna go to therapy. I need to ask my therapist about that shit.
There you go. Hey, man.
I need to ask a therapist about that shit.
All right. So let me see if there's a treatment. for this disorder.
Look at motherfucker out once a month, you be all right.
Yeah, facts. Whether the person is a loved one or an acquaintance, even a little passive aggression can sour relations. After a prolonged exposure, the very thought of a passive aggressive person may be enough to cause stress. That's fucking true. But there is no treatment for it.
I'm telling you, the treatment is choke the motherfucker out.
Yeah, facts.
that's the treatment.
Yeah, word is mine. Exactly.
Shut the fuck up, I don't want that shit today.
get the real aggression out. Stop being passive about it. Yeah, fucking right, man. Hell yeah.
I love my first time to serial killers. Because nobody paid attention to the passive aggressive shit. They're like, oh, he's just having that day.
Facts. All right. I'm
gonna show you a day.
This is not the cup. I got regular orange juice in this.
Are you sure? Positive. Are you sure?
Yeah, look, I got it's Mushroom Mondays, y'all. So I always got there. You can kind of see it in there. But no, this is regular orange juice there. So I always try to make sure at least once a week to get my mushrooms in. It really helps.
That's what's up.
Yeah. It stops me from being passive aggressive.
Oh, that shit really works. That shit works. But okay. We go let it slide today.
It allows me to be actually aggressive than
being. I'm about to say, okay, that's better. Okay, that's better. Okay, that makes more sense. Okay.
I'm a dickhead, yo. I swear I am. I am, man. Fucking crazy,
like,
yo.
Like they was trying to kill my buzz, so I killed them.
Damn. Man, it's just wild, man. And I feel like being passive aggressive is kind of a, and I don't want to be disrespectful, but it's kind of a female trait. You know, even men can have it, but maybe not a female trait. Maybe it's just a weak trait in some sense.
I Okay, because I have passive aggressiveness.
Me too.
But right. But it's only because, like I said, I don't want to say what I really feel.
I got you.
So instead of me choking you the fuck out, let me just like tune you the fuck out.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, and I wouldn't say it's a weak trait, but I think it's just a trait that you deal to cope with shit. Mm-hmm. Like everything. We learn coping mechanisms for everything in life. So like that, like I didn't know I was passive aggressive for years. And then you like learn that you are, you know what I'm saying? And then you go back and read the definition and you say, oh wow, that kind of does seem like me in a sense. But that's something that you cope with. You know what I'm saying? It's just like everything in life. Some people learn basic skills not because of skill of school, because of what the fuck was going on in school. You know what I'm saying? They was getting bullied. They was getting bullied, or they were getting, you know, picked on or some shit. So, you know, they had learned some skills because they wasn't good at sports. Sure. So they had to learn something. So I think it's everything with it. I think it's a coping mechanism that we deal with. Passive aggressive, I don't think it's just like some shit that you wake up and like, today I'm passive aggressive.
Yeah.
You don't wake up and be like, I'm passive aggressive today. I don't feel like being too bothered. Like, nah, that shit is like you. And by the way, I don't think they said the definition, but I think passive aggressive is actually just a buildup of all the shit that you're going through.
Yeah.
Holy. I think it's a buildup. I think it's like everything that you're going through. After a while, it does become passive aggressive until it becomes like, you know what? I can't take this shit no more.
Sure.
Fuck you. So it's just like that. So I think all of it's a buildup for passive aggressiveness. I don't think you just get up and be like, I'm passive aggressive today.
Right. Sure.
Like it's been shit going on that you like, you know what, man? I'ma keep letting it slide, but I'm seeing this shit happen.
Sure.
And if somebody don't do nothing about it, then I'm gonna do something about it.
Facts. Facts. Nah, man, be like that shit, man, for real. Let's take a break real quick. I gotta stop recording and get something. All right.
All right.
So, what do you think? There's some things you can do to not be so passive aggressive.
I think, like everything that we've ever talked about, tell people how you feel.
That's a good one.
As simple as that, it sums it up perfectly, because you're only passive aggressive because you can't express your feelings towards somebody. You know what I'm saying? You can't release, for the better lack of a word, you're trying to protect it. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever that means to you, then it's protection. And I think that's what it is. I think that no matter what it is, I think you're trying to spare their feelings, but you're putting a cap on yours.
That's a good point. That is a good point. Cause then, you know, you're not being able to express yourself and tell the person or whatever, that really can hinder you. And it could get the person mad at you too, you know, being so passive aggressive, especially if it happens all the time. It happens a lot. You know what I mean? It's like, yo, just fucking tell me, what are you trying to tell me here? You know what I'm saying? Damn. You want me out? All right. I'll go. Fuck. You know, that kind of shit.
I don't know if you can do it at a job express. Well, yes, you can. You can't just go in there like, hey man, fuck this overtime. Like, I don't need to do this shit all day, every day. You can't say it like that, but you can talk to your boss. If you have a really good relationship with your boss, you be like, hey, look, last couple of days, you know, it's been crazy, hectic. I think I need some time off. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and they probably would be like, well, yeah, we need you still, but I can understand what you mean.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? With a relationship, I think you really, so that, I think passive aggressiveness in a relationship is way different, because you really are protecting another person's feelings.
Yeah.
You're not really trying to hurt their feelings. Even if it's, like you just said, even if you're coming in with a mindset of, you know, trying to not be passive aggressive or not trying to express your feelings, the passive aggressiveness will eventually derail a relationship regardless, because you're not expressing how you feel. And then when you do express how you feel, it comes off as angry and just, you know, aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
you know, just completely disrespectful in a sense. Sure. So yeah, you take it how you take it, I guess, in that sense.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that you don't want to hurt the person's feelings by the words that you're going to say. So you want to say what you want to say without actually saying the words, you know, like doing things and stuff like that. To me, I mean, I'm glad the word aggressive is actually in there because it is a form of aggression. It is a form of it. It may not be you punching me in my face, but is you wanting to punch me in my face, but you're, you know, you're covering my plugs instead, or you're moving my shoes around to a different place than I initially had them, or you're, you know what I'm saying? My keys are not in the same spot. You moved them to where you wanted to move them. You know, those kind of little dumb things. And it can happen, man. Straight up. Fucking crazy. Oh my God. Yeah. What the fuck?
I'll take your clothes out the dryer. Okay, clothes out the washer, put it on the floor.
You know what I mean? It's just like, okay, all right. I hope they at least went through the whole cycle. You didn't just stop the fucking cycle.
Get that shit like 2 minutes. I'm like, yeah, that's it.
Oh yeah. Oh, he's gone. Let me put it on rinse. Yeah, man.
No, man.
It's not fun being with a passive aggressive person, and it's not fun being passive aggressive. It really isn't. It's just like you got to just use your words, man. Use your words wisely. Explain how you feel.
I also feel like people get passive aggressive because you try to explain it to people and they are so fucking hard-headed.
Yeah.
They're hard-headed. So they don't, you're trying to have a conversation with them and tell them how you feel, but then they get to the point where they get aggressive and they think, well, I know it. It's like, God damn, like, can you at least let me explain why I'm this way right now?
Exactly.
And, you know, and then you go back to being just, you know, like, you know what? Fuck it. Passive aggressive was working. Fuck it.
That's kind of mean. That can happen. Absolutely. Absolutely. And if you do express yourself and it gets taken the wrong way, it's very easy to go back to being passive aggressive. It's very easy because it's like default sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, but at the same time, man, it's kind of, I wouldn't say weakness, but it's kind of one of those traits that we should probably get out of and learn to express ourselves in a more constructive way other than moving my shit. But you get what I'm saying, right? Does that make any sense what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think that's why there's no cure, because the cure is very simple. Yeah. Just talk. Express your feelings.
Right. That's a good point. That's a good point. But like, you know, there's so many people out there like that. There's so many people out there like that. Not holding the door for somebody, you know, slamming the door maybe in front of them, you know, or you know, those little types of things.
Okay, I do slam the door in front of people. I could care less about somebody.
Yeah, that's passive aggressive as fuck.
Yeah, it's very passive. Yeah, I'm passive. Like I said, I'm passive aggressive. This shit is all me. Yeah. Right. I'm not with the, you know, I hold doors for people. That's not, you know, what I'm about. But slamming the doors in people's face, oh, that's my shit.
Yeah. Or I don't know, rubbing your dick on somebody's toothbrush. That's passive aggressive. You know what I mean?
Yo, if that's passive aggressive, you're going to die when you find out. when they find out, bro, oh my God, you better not have no pubes in that shit, because this is going to be a punt. Who the fuck?
Yeah, or putting like inching powder in somebody's baby powder bottle.
Oh my God.
You know, bro. That little dumb shit like that.
Taking out the shampoo and putting air in it.
Yeah. Oh my God. Well, that's what happened to me.
Yo, somebody did that shit. Like, God damn it, bro. Can you we explain each other? Can we talk to each other, my nigga? Can you not have done that?
I know, right? It's like, okay, this is getting too, this is going too far.
This shit has completely went, yo, this is completely went the other side. What the fuck? Like, can we explain? Can you tell me why I was, what did I do? Right. I'm pulling my, what did I do? Yeah. Like, what did I do?
You didn't do, you didn't do anything. What the fuck? Why? Why?
I thought it'd be funny.
Yeah. Word. Fuck. See, if it's a prank, that's different. But like, if you doing it out of spite, that shit is fucked up. You know what I mean?
Like, all I did was take your car to go get something to eat. Bitch, you pulled, you took my house. Yeah, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Facts, exactly. Wild, man. Fucking wild, yo. Oh, man. I don't know. There's just, it pisses me off. It really does, man. I'm just like, yo, just fucking tell me. Tell me. You know? Don't worry about my feelings.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the reason, right?
Yeah. Right.
I mean, that's kind of the reason why people don't say shit, because the feelings part, it's like the emotions get involved. It's like, God damn. Mm-hmm. I really do think if we could turn off our emotions, what would it be like?
We'd be robots, dude.
What would it be like? Like if you had the option, like if you had the option to turn off your emotions, yeah. You can turn them on and off when you feel like it. Like you turn on and off your emotions when you feel like it. If you want to feel something, then you feel something. If you don't, you turn it off. Like, what if we had that option? What would it be like?
I tell you, man, I wouldn't mind it. I wouldn't mind it at all.
I wouldn't mind it either.
Yeah, well, I mean, we get a lot more stuff done when we're not completely in our head. We'd actually be probably a lot more successful, you know what I'm saying, in certain things.
Yeah, and I think, yeah,
you know, because we wouldn't let emotion run us. It wouldn't, you know what I'm saying? It wouldn't control us anymore. We'd control the emotion. You know, I talk about that a lot, actually, about controlling your emotions. I'm not saying it as like being a robot or anything like that, but trying to recognize certain things that you do and changing them. You know what I'm saying? And hopefully catching them before you go through whatever it is you're going through. You know what I'm saying? Before you react the same way that you used to. Try to recognize little things like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just little tidbits of like, okay, I've seen this before. Let me not motherfucking yell at this dude, or let me not punch this guy in the face. You know what I mean? But I think if we practice controlling them, then we'll never be able to control them 100%. But I think we'd be a lot less,
depending.
Yeah. Okay.
Depending. We'll be a lot less leaning on our emotions to gather shit.
Facts. Because sometimes we have to take emotions out of things. You know, sometimes we're forced to.
It goes back to what we always say, overthinking, right?
Yeah.
A lot of the overthinking is really emotional.
Facts.
You think about it, a lot of overthinking is actually emotional.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to do what's right for you, but also, I guess, help or not hurt the person. It's just a lot of overthinking for some shit that you could care less about. like, if we didn't have emotions, I think we wouldn't give a fuck about a lot of shit. And I think that'd be a problem, too. Because
that would definitely be a problem.
For sure. That'd be a bit of that'd be a problem, because then we'd be so like, I don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. And I think we do need some emotions, but I think, like you said, I think we need to learn how to control it. And when we feel something, then we feel something.
Right.
But stop trying to force my hand and feeling something.
Right.
I think the Patrice O'Neal joke, right? Patrice O'Neal joke when he was like, You know, we talk about the mothers. He's like, when you're watching the news and they're trying to make you feel emotional, but you can't do it. You can't bring yourself to do it. It's like a mother of three was kidnapped and haven't been seen in 3 days. They're like, okay, I'm gonna feel something for this. I know it. I know it. And he's looking at this shit. He's trying to cry. He's trying to tell. He's like, God damn, I don't give a fuck. Like, God damn, I don't really give a shit. I can care less.
Right.
Like, but that's the truth. Like, it's like, stop forcing our hand to make us feel everything.
Yeah.
And I think that's the problem with this era. We y'all trying to force people's hands to feel everything. It's like, if that shit ain't got nothing to do with me, I'm not going to feel everything.
Some things, like men back in the day, they just swallowed that shit and moved on. You know what I'm saying? And granted, that doesn't always help, and it's not always.
I said that. You know.
But some things, sometimes you have to do that. Sometimes you got to swallow that shit and keep on moving forward. You know, you got abused as a child. You know, you're a man in the 60s. Fuck. I mean, what's going to happen? You know what I'm saying? Nobody's going to come to your aid, to your rescue. Nobody, you know what I'm saying? It's like you're going to have to deal with that shit on your own. I mean, don't get me wrong. A lot of times they become pedophiles themselves. But, you know, if you take pedophile out or being abused out and replace it with anything and that's traumatic as a child, you know, back then you had to swallow that shit. You know what I'm saying? You have to take it and move on. Never talk about it again.
And this is where generational gaps happen, right? Mm-hmm. Because like you just said, a lot of people had to swallow that shit and deal with it. And I'm seeing it now because my mom is about to be like 57. Yeah, 57, 58. Mm-hmm. Damn, 58. And she's gonna be 60 in a couple of years. So I can see the general gap. I can see the generational gap already. Sure. Like I see it. Sure. Because I try to explain to her, like, go to therapy. You got a lot of shit built up you don't talk about. Mm-hmm. Like, but I can go to therapy because it's cool. But it's like, I tell you to go to therapy, you got 40, 50 years worth of shit on your mind that you can't explain it to anybody else. You can't talk to your mom because your mom is from another generation that really didn't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? After the shit happened, you had to really learn how to just like, fuck it. It is what it is.
Right.
So you can't explain it. So it's like that. And I think that like, there's a generational gap. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I think that's kind of the problem with this era nowadays. Like, it's just like, they can't, you express yourself too fucking much. It's certain shit that you need to keep.
That happens, closed. Man. Yeah, facts. Exactly.
Because the shit that you actually keep closed sometimes do fill you for later.
It's like, oversharing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like I said, I don't give a fuck about every damn thing. It's a reason for that. It's a reason for that. Sure. You trying to make me feel sorry for every single thing on this planet? It's like, bro, I can't feel sorry for everything. I can't feel sorry for trees and animals. Like, pick one.
Right.
I don't feel sorry for the trees, but animals, nigga, I eat animals, nigga. I can't be mad about that.
Right.
Like, I can't believe they just killed that dog, but this motherfucking steak was good, you know, bitch.
Isn't that crazy?
Like, we can't have two things. Like, we can't. I'm sorry. Like, that's just not how we built. I'm sorry to say that to ladies. Like, you can't be a vegetarian but love trees. Like, you eating plants, bitch. Like, the fuck you if it's all trees, it's all trees
good
are good.
Fucking point.
Then why are you eating plants? Like, what the
yeah.
Fuck?
You know, there's a scientific study out there that shows that plants actually feel just as much as we do as animals and shit like that. So I hope that makes y'all feel better, vegans.
I hope you feel better, vegans. You eat a person. You eat a whole person.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody ever asked a lion how he felt. Nobody asked a lion how he felt, because he'd kill your ass if you went up there talking that shit to him.
Yeah,
tear your ass apart. Simba and Mufasa kill you. Like, what the fuck?
Hell yeah. That is the fucking truth, man.
They go fuck up that baby lamb and stop bitching.
Yo, ooh, that sounds good as shit.
He's like, yo, that shit was good.
I haven't eaten yet today.
Hey, yo, I'm not eating though. I'm like, yo, I need some meat.
Hell yeah, good lamb chop over some white steamed rice. Oh my gosh, But people gonna be listening to vegetables.
This is the time in the podcast we have to put the disclaimer. We was all nice and shit, passive aggressive. You know, it's all, you know, you can't be just getting your feelings into it, passive aggressive. But you should kill an animal, bro. Like, yeah. You should eat the shit out of an animal.
Vegans, you should feel terrible about yourself because plants feel.
Oh my God. All the shit they got to go through to be a plant and you just gonna eat them? How dare you?
Look at the process. Look at the process.
They just like babies. You grow them up and all that shit, and you just to rip them off the tree. How dare you?
I know. And they give off oxygen, so you killing our oxygen supply. What are you doing? We're done. This is the last episode.
I think we found the straw.
We're pretty close. Yeah, we're attacking vegans, boy. That's they coming after us, yo.
Holy shit! Hey, we love the episode, but you attacking us, we should feel.
Yeah, exactly.
Twitter gonna have a field day. I'll be like, Elon Musk, better get on that shit.
Yeah.
Elon, verify these motherfucking accounts. Make sure they're not robots.
Yeah, word. All right. Well, that was passive aggressiveness, guys.
Yeah, you're going to be Johnny Depp and us. Fuck that. You're going to be Johnny Depp and us.
Fuck that shit.
You're going to be Johnny Depp and us with negative stories.
You
better get that shit right.
Fucking right. You ain't shitting on my bed. Trust me. We got a problem. All right, let's get into the FMK, and before we do that, man, let's do our plugs.
Man, as my brother also said at the beginning, Brand Janu Show social media is Instagram. Also, I got a Facebook page, Brand Janu Show. I don't really be on that bitch. They be sending me notifications to like do more on it, and I'll be like, nah, I'm good. I've been doing TikTok somewhat. And, you know, I do TikTok at the end of the week. I don't really do that shit. I get on it just to see TikTok, and then I get the fuck right off it because it's too TikTokerish. Yeah. I don't know if that's a word, but I just made it up. And
sounds
I think
racist.
In a
minute,
it's too TikTokerish. You are so TikTokerish. Hi. But YouTube channel, Brand Janu Show. My Patreon is tripping. I tried to log in. That bitch kicked me right the fuck out. I was like, what the fuck? Oh. I gotta go in and check and see what the fuck is wrong with that shit.
Interesting.
But yeah, it's on my phone. This shit was I put a video up there. I got interviews that I've done, but I've never put out. So I've just been doing videos. I'm putting my videos on my Patreon. Just gonna be a bunch of exclusive videos that, you know, I do a lot of fucking interviews. So I just never released it, and I did one, and that shit started tripping immediately. But yeah, Patreon/Brand Janu Show. Once I get that shit up and running, I will be posting more on there. What else? Brand Janu Show YouTube channel. I got 50 subscribers on my YouTube channel. It's fucking incredible.
That's
fucking
great, like,
wow, that's shout out to my family, Early Urban Boulevard, of course. 30% off if you purchase anything from there.
Brandon.30 is the code.
We back in the war room tomorrow. I know I didn't do it last Tuesday because I was tired as shit. This sun is killing a motherfucker. but I'm back in the war room tomorrow night. Top 10 rap songs, top 10 greatest rap songs ever. And I got an announcement in that room that night. So before we start the top 10 list, it's gonna be a pretty cool announcement. Hopefully my brother RC come through.
Absolutely.
If not, you know, we still gonna have a pretty cool list, top 10 list. Like I said, I got an announcement with that. And I started recording season 5 later on tonight. So season 5 is upon us. Holy shit. Holy shit. Who would have thought? So yeah, be on the lookout for that. It'll be out next Sunday, midnight, Monday, Eastern time, Sunday, Central time, 11. And Dark Therapy Sessions Gmail, Dark Therapy Sessions YouTube channel. If you got any suggestions, hopefully won't be canceled. But if we are canceled, we're going to find a new way to do another podcast. That's just the way it goes. Right. But they got this cat on my fucking window. I literally just look and it's on my window. I'm dead serious. I'm dead fucking serious. Like, I think he heard what I said and he was like, oh, really, nigga? That's how we move?
The vegans have sent out an assassin.
Yo, they on my window. The fuck is going on? But yeah, he heard what I said. He's like, nigga, I heard what you said, nigga.
Yeah, fine.
Come outside. I'm gonna call the shit out. I'm gonna scratch the fuck out. But yeah, but I said, go.
Yeah, Instagram, Arce Senior. I said it at the top of the show. DarkTherapySession@gmail.com. Dark Therapy Session YouTube channel. Please subscribe. Ooh, excuse me. Send us your FMKs, would you rathers, and fucked up videos to darktherapysession@gmail.com. You can catch the Arce podcast. I have been recording, but you can only catch it at patreon.com/Arce. And you get all a bunch of shows there. You'll get the Dark Therapy Session as soon as it's up. You'll get the Let Up, and you'll get the Skank Bank podcast, which is all podcasts that I'm a part of and happy to be a part of. And you get all that for one low price, for less than a cup of coffee. You can subscribe and catch all the new content. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, please log in and sign up for a tier. I have a $10 tier for you, and you get the mushroom head sticker. And you get a poster every 3 months. So sign up for that. That's awesome. I would really, really appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, now it's time for the FMKs because we got about 14 minutes.
I don't know how we're going to do that in 14 minutes, but let's get
to it. All right, so today's FMKs are, oh, shit, my bad.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my goodness.
Uh-oh.
Today's, I can't edit it, so there you go. Today's FMKs are fuck, marry, kills. You got to fuck one, marry one, kill one. Today, we are doing female sportscasters. We got Malika Andrews, Taylor Rooks, and Molly Karen. Mr. Brandon, who would you fuck? Who would you marry? Who would you kill?
This is simple, but it's not as simple as I make it. Okay, so I'm marrying Malika Andrews.
Okay.
Fucking Tyler Rooks, and I'm killing Molly Carum.
Damn, that's fast. What you mean? You did that shit quick.
Yeah, I said it was simple, but I was like, I'm not happy about it.
Damn.
I'm only killing Molly. I'm killing Molly because she kind of fucked up with my brother, my boy Jalen Rose. You know,
really?
Yeah, that's my guy.
That sucks. Yeah, you know what? I see it. I can see she's all right. She's not as attractive as the other two. I mean, she's all right. Don't get me wrong. But yeah, nah, man. I'm gonna have to kill her too. Get rid of her. She gone. She is attractive though. She's very pretty.
She's sexy. Is sexy?
Yeah, for sure. Malika Andrews, yo, you're cute, you're short, you just look young for me. That is a whole thing of mine. I know you know that. It is a whole thing of mine about looking young and
okay, I want to ask you a question. Do you want a girl that's young age-wise but look old in the face?
That's weird. No.
He's like, yeah, no, I'm not taking that shit. He's like, I'll pass.
Yeah, because then when you are old, you're gonna look real fucking old.
Your face gonna be decrepit. It's gonna be bad.
All right, so I'm gonna kill Molly Karam. Okay. I'm gonna fuck Malika Andrews.
Okay,
I'd still put it in her. You know what I mean? You know how it goes. And I'd marry Taylor Rooks because this picture alone, great day. This picture right here, she's looking good. She ready. She looked like she ready for me. Come on, Arce. Come on, Arce. Look, I'm cooking dinner for you. Look. Come on. Look, I'm outside right now. Come on outside to the pool, baby. Yeah, so that's what I'm going to do. I'm gonna marry Taylor Rooks, fuck Malika Andrews, and kill Molly Karam. And okay, what was yours again?
Clearly, we're killing Molly. I'm marrying Malik, and I'm fucking.
Okay. We either fuck or marry each other's wives.
Yo, we either fuck or kill somebody's wife. I don't know what the hell's going on. We always kill each other. Either we kill somebody's wife or we fucking.
Yeah, facts. That's crazy as shit.
Oh, wow.
Well, that was fun, man. Next week, what would you like to do next week?
Which one?
From Fuck, Marry, Kills.
Oh, shit.
All right, well, think about it. You know, we'll come back to it.
Yeah, we got it. I think I got one, but I gotta sit down with that one for me. But yeah.
All right. Yeah, definitely. Let me know. You know what I'm saying? Let's wrap this one up, brother.
All right. So, clearly we're not editing today because a lot of the shit we've done shouldn't be probably put on the podcast, but either way it goes.
Especially what I said in the beginning. I'm probably going to be in trouble for that.
But if you know anything about us, you know we close it out with this. Passive aggressiveness is, listen, there is no cure to it except the obvious one. Express your feelings. It's very simple. Just tell a person how you're really feeling. I would say you probably don't come off as aggressive with the telling of the feelings. I might help. I don't know. I'm assuming. But if it doesn't, you're going to get an argument regardless. It is what it is. And I think if the person really do care about you, they can actually pick up on the tendencies of passive aggressiveness. I would assume if they care, they should know when you are in that feeling kind of, where you're not really saying nothing, but you know you want to say something. I would assume they would say something to you, like, hey, what's going on? Are you all right? You want to talk about some shit? You know, FMKs. This shit's getting difficult. And here's the thing. I'll say, it'd be like, what's your FMKs? And I'm like, shit. Let's do such and such and such and such. And he'd be like, damn.
Okay. And like today, I'm like, what? Whoa.
I introduced him
hard.
Yeah. I introduced him like three girls that you just like, don't know who they are, but they're getting follows.
Yeah. That's right. Facts. And they will be tagged on the next clip.
You got that right. You got that right. But listen, we love what we do, man. This has been fun. I enjoyed this. What is it? Episode 20?
Oh, fuck. We're close to 20. I think it might be 18. 20. Or it's either 18 or 19.
Because I think moving on was 19.
Oh, you're right.
This is 20.
Shit, this is 20.
Oh, yeah. Yo,
that's crazy. We've gotten 20 episodes in, yo. Salute.
I guess this is an anniversary, 20 episodes in. That's crazy. So we Let's made kiss. It. We made
Let's
it.
Kiss. Let's kiss.
Yo,
yeah, wow.
This shit is real. This shit is real. How about a handshake? How about a handshake? A
yeah, pound.
A pound. There we go.
Why are you being so passive aggressive?
But man, it's been fun working with you, my brother. Appreciate it, man.
Hey, man, enjoy every time.
And I hope everybody loves these episodes. Like my brother also says, subscribe, listen. I don't know which one we're getting more views on. I don't know if it's the listens or the videos. But either way it goes.
For sure.
Either way it goes. We thank you all for listening. Clearly, you keep coming back. So clearly, what we are doing is working. Yeah. And like I say all the time, we're going to get to you guys and be sending us, be like, can we get on Dark Therapy Sessions? We got you. We got you.
Yes.
We got you. I don't know when we're going to do it, but we got you.
Facts.
Yeah, man. Thank you, my brother, for doing this with me, man. Always, man.
Thank you, man. And, this was fun.
And I hope you guys enjoyed this. And now the session is officially closed.
Peace.